From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Gene Engany, reading The Unforgiven by Alan LeMay. We'll begin with Chapter 1. Dancing Bird River was the Zachary family's name for a little run of live water 10 miles below the Red in the unsettled country west of the Wichita. Their soddy was cut into a slope beside it in the last miles before the deep grass petered out into the flinty apron of the caprock. Some sketchy pole corrals marked this place as a cattle stand, but the house itself hardly showed. Its forward walls were built of the same mud and grass roots into which it was dug, and so was its roof, which had a good stand to feed. It squatted low and lonely, backed like a badger into the hill, and its nearest neighbor was 18 miles away. Inside this hole in the ground, late in the afternoon of March 15, 1874, a dark-haired girl of 17 was getting ready to put supper on. Her name was Rachel Zachary. Her brothers had saddled before daylight and had been gone ever since, but through most of this day, Rachel and her mother had found their absence a relief. The soddy was not a cramped one, as soddies went. The slit of a bedroom Rachel shared with her mother wasn't much, but the main room was big for a dugout, even with bunks for the three boys filling one end. And they worked doggedly at keeping things picked up. Put away one thing, put away all, was the first rule of life indoors. Yet, with five people in one room and a fraction, the paraphernalia.